Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a brief at the Court of Appeals regarding the GuideStar lawsuit pertaining to its false and defamatory so-called hate group label that it placed on Liberty Counsel's profile along with 40-some other nonprofit organizations using the actual logo of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, they removed it, but they still ultimately claim that they're going to give out the information and look for other ways to bring the information back where they can post it. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, in our press release, we actually have a screenshot. And on this screenshot, this is on the GuideStar webpage. GuideStar is an organization that claims to present information about nonprofit organizations. It really reposts the 990 or other IRS filings of nonprofits. So it's kind of like a place where you can go to look at different nonprofits, especially when you're making a consideration regarding supporting, contributing to these nonprofit organizations.
And it's supposed to be objective information,
yeah,
right?
Non-political.
That's
supposed
key.
To be and
objective.
Used to be, because
neutral.
What they're doing is they're just posting the IRS
right.
postings that you file with the IRS.
Should be a trusted, objective source.
So this is, yeah, one source
right.
where you can go. And it was supposed to be a neutral, trusted source until, of course, what it was, it, Matt, 2012? The
new president
came on
right.
board, and he is a left-wing, radical, pro-abortion, pro-LGBT activist, a social change agent, he calls himself. Well, that's fine. He can do what he wants to. But what he did was, unfortunately, he led GuideStar into a bias activist position to try to harm organizations that he, and apparently some of the people in GuideStar, don't like.
Well, and he, by doing so, he has now discredited the organization that
yeah.
he was hired to oversee. He has completely discredited them now as a biased left-wing activist organization. When you're partnering with a radical extremist group like the Southern Poverty Law Center and posting their logo with their defamatory hate group propaganda against mainstream Christian organizations just because they happen to believe what the Bible teaches
right.
because they're Christian organizations. Now you have discredited yourself and GuideStar.
Yeah, so what GuideStar did was they have a profile page for all these different groups. And on the top of the profile page, we have a screenshot of it on our press release. You can go to lc.org to check it out. It says on the left, it has this Southern Poverty Law Center logo, the actual logo of the SPLC. And then it has these words, quote, "This organization was flagged as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center."
But yet GuideStar admitted even that they didn't do independent research about how the SPLC arrives at this designation about hate groups.
And they admitted that they knew that there was controversy over SPLC's labeling. They knew that there was some bias involved here. And yet they also admitted that the reason why they did it is because they got requests from some of their supporters, their constituents. Who would that be? We don't know, but it's probably SPLC
right.
and others like
Eight
them,
bucks.
That they needed to tag these groups so that they could help people make determinations as to who they would support. So in other words, we're going to, because of pressure and because we align with these other leftist groups, we're going to put a label on these groups that we don't like so that when someone goes there to give money, they'll say, oh, this group's a hate group. Click, we'll go on to some other group. We're going to give to a group that's not a hate group. They wanted to direct contributions away from groups like Liberty Counsel. They wanted to financially harm you. And also, Matt, on the same page, not only was it clear they wanted to inflict financial harm, but they said, you can sign up for our premium membership So click here on the same page as Liberty Counsel with the Southern Poverty Law Center logo and the fact that they said this organization they put in here was flagged as a hate group. They said, oh, by the way, here, we want you to actually take this other premium prescription and you're going to have to pay a fee for it. In other words, they're engaging in what? Commercial speech.
Commercial speech and using the SPLC's hate group propaganda in order to try to engage that speech. Well, Matt, what is the Liberty Counsel's argument is that this is a violation of the Lanham Act. What is the Lanham Act?
Yeah, this is a federal law known as the Lanham Act, and it prohibits commercial speech from making false and misleading characterization of a group's goods or services. So here, what we have is an organization soliciting prescriptions on the same page, not generally within the website. Mm-hmm. It's not like a donate on one part of the website and you're at a different, it's on the same page. They're asking for you to engage in a commercial transaction, and then they're trying to harm the organization. So they are using commercial speech in a misleading and false way to try to make a false statement, a misleading statement about a group's goods or services. Liberty Counsel. So
like they're saying, like, don't give money to these organizations, but give money to us.
Right. And at the same time, they're engaging in commercial speech. So
wow.
We argued that they violated the federal law of the Lanham Act. Now, the lower court judge casually dismissed it and found that it wasn't commercial speech. I think that decision is wrong, and that's why we've appealed this to the Federal Court of Appeals. And the issue on appeal is whether or not their speech on this page falls within the category of commercial speech. Therefore, the Lanham Act, the federal law known as the Lanham Act, applies and would prohibit them from making these false and misleading characterizations about Liberty Counsel.
You know, it's just an example of the spiritual battle that we are in for standing up for righteousness, for God's truth, pro-family, pro-marriage, you know, us as long as some other organizations, the battle that we're in every day,
yeah.
This is an example of it.
We shouldn't be surprised, though. I mean, Jesus talked about that.
He
said they're going to hate you because they first hated me.
Right.
If you were of the world would love you, right? Well, we're not of the world. We're fighting against what the world teaches, death and perversion and standing for God's truths. And so we shouldn't be surprised that we're going to be attacked. But we also have to take a stand and use those tools available in order to defend truth.
Absolutely. But also the hate group designation, I mean, it's harming people. I mean, you look what happened at Family Research Council with that potential mass shooting. You look what happened to Representative Steve Scalise, you know, at the shooting of the representative there. That was all part of this hate group designation.
You know, when you were little, you heard this, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is as wrong a saying as possible. It's just a little kid's way of trying to get back at somebody who's saying bad things about them. Words do hurt. We know that bullying hurts. We also know that this label hate group hurts. We know that it actually caused hurt.
Yeah.
And also motivated Floyd Corkins to try to commit mass murder against the good people of the Family Research Council. He's spending time now in federal prison for his confession and his attempt. He confessed that he was motivated by the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. Words do hurt. And Steve Scalise. Scalise was a representative seriously injured in that baseball game, but for the fact that he had security there.
That would have been tragic.
Many people would be dead right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was motivated by a person who was a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And the SPLC had written an article, false article, about Scalise trying to suggest that he was some kind of white supremacist. He's not. Words do hurt. These kinds of words, they're not just playthings. They can cause, we know for a fact, they've caused harm. They've not only caused physical harm, they've caused financial harm to so many different groups. So that's why we're pursuing this litigation. We certainly are going to continue to stand for the sanctity of human life and God's design for human sexuality and relations and marriage. We're not going to be intimidated, but we're also not going to just take it either. So stand with Liberty Counsel. join us in prayer and financial support. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember to pray for the Liberty Counsel ministry, our families, our staff, and support us online at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.